The Attorney General's suit aims to force the Government Accountability Board to use a new database to cross-check the accuracy of hundreds of thousands of voter registrations. One of the ways the board can do that is by comparing registrations to the information on people's driver's licenses. But NAACP Attorney Richard Sachs says that will have an acute impact on African Americans, because more than half of Milwaukee County's African American residents don't even have driver's licenses. Sachs says that if the Attorney General gets his way, it would be a major setback for African Americans, who would be disenfranchised this November and in future elections.
There's a very important and acute struggle to be waged to protect the right to vote for minority voters, and I think courts have some sensitivity to that.
The NAACP was joined in its effort to intervene in this case by a Milwaukee teachers union. A Dane County judge has set a hearing for Thursday to decide whether to let them participate. A coalition of Madison-based unions and both political parties have already joined the case. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.